The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 25th Psalm we hear, make me to know your paths. O Lord, teach me your ways. Gracious God, wherever we travel, we are mindful of your presence. Even in the midst of a barren winter, we look and see your handiwork. We are humbled by your creation and mindful that we are part of it. So as we travel home this day, help us to see the world as you see it and desire the things that you desire, so we may serve you more faithfully wherever we may be. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 5th is here. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 32nd day, Wednesday, March 1st, 2017. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Parson in the chair. Reverend Carl Gock offered the following prayer. O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Merciful God, many of your people observe Ash Wednesday in this season of Lent that calls us to reflect on our lives and how we are called by you to live them. May we receive from you, the God of all mercy, full pardon and forgiveness, being aware of our missing the mark.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
The Senator from Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Cole, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cole, perfectly rise.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Dave Mariner and Roxy Murphy from the Gasconade County Republican have been granted permission to take photos and video in the Senate chamber today.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guest. Introduction of guest. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. On my right, Mr. President, I'd like to introduce a fine young man. Jordan Dunkel is here. He's a senior at Calvary Lutheran High School here in Jefferson City. Jordan is spending time on Thursday mornings, his free time, to observe the House and Senate in action. You'll be seeing him again. At Calvary, Jordan serves as student body president, plays baseball, and is involved in a list of curricular activities too long to mention here, Mr. President. He intends a major in food science as well as finance next year, and I'd ask that you help me make Jordan feel welcome in the Missouri Senate chamber today.
Let's please welcome the guest in the center from Cole this morning. Introduction of guest. Introduction of guest. It is my privilege this morning to introduce a special guest to the Missouri Senate Chamber along with the Senator Pro Tem, the Senator from Newton today. We want to introduce a very special guest. Jeb Bush is here with us today, the former governor of Florida. That's with us in the Senate chamber, and I would appreciate if all the members would please make him welcome to the Missouri Senate.
Thank you, Governor. Thanks, sir.
Introduction of guest. Introduction of guest. Petitions, memorial, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees is the order of the day. Senator Buchanan.
Mr. President, your hard-working Health and Pensions Committee has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 371, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 333, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 295, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 409, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 141, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 203, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 410, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 117, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 296, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 394, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schaaf, Chairman.
Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a report.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill 368, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill 331, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Munslinger, Chairman.
Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Economic Development has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 348, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 406, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Wasson, Chairman.
Senator from Green.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report as well.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 142, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 129, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Dixon, Chairman.
Senator from the 8th. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, and Ethics has a report.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 14, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 4, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from Barry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred Senate Bill 96, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred Senate Bill 103, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred Senate Bill 196, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred Senate Bill 230, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred Senate Bill 334, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred Senate Bill 363, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Sater, Chairman.
Senator from Barton.
Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 88, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 200, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 201, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 183, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred House Bill 95, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred House Bill 153, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Emery, Chairman.
Senator from Webster.
Morning, Mr. President. Thank you. Your Committee on Fiscal Oversight has a report.
I'll send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read your report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 251, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 43, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 74, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 130, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from Cape Girardeau, would you like to be recognized for an introduction?
Yes, thank you, Dennis. Permission to introduce special guests.
Proceed.
In the upper gallery, we have a school group from St. Vincent de Paul, about 40 students from the 7th grade, along with Jenny Shade, Robert Michael, and Cheryl Harkey. If they would please stand and be recognized by the Senate.
Well, the guests of the Senator from Cape Girardeau stand and be recognized and ask the Senate to make them feel at home. Welcome. We hope you have a great day. It's a great place to come to work every day. Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Commerce and Energy has a report.
Senator, report forward. Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 405, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Sylvie, Chairman.
Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, your Ways and Means Committee has a report.
Send
a
report forward. Madam Secretary, read your report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Bill 130, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Bill 80, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Bill 250, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 12, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Krause, Chairman.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs has...
Please send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs, to which was referred Senate Bill 144, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs, to which was referred Senate Bill 279, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs, to which was referred Senate Bill 280, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Wallingford, Chairman.
Senator from St. Genevieve.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Senate Education Committee has a report.
Please send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 115, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 362, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Romine, Chairman.
Senator from Butler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Small Business and Industry has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 298, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 234, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Libela, Chairman.
Senator from Andrew.
Your Committee on Local Government Elections has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report. Senator from St. Genevieve.
Unanimous consent to introduce special guest.
Without objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my left and on your right, I want to recognize some folks from home as well as other members of the press. We have Kevin Jenkins, who's being awarded from the Press Association for a story that he wrote. Doug Smith, a good friend from the Farmington Press paper. And then Matt King, who's receiving an award today on a photojournalism and would like to make the body make them feel welcome today.
Will the guests of the Senate from Genevieve please stand and be recognized? Will the Senate make them feel welcome? Congratulations. Have a great day in the state capitol. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 442, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 76, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 389, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 286, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 267, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 332, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 93, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 112, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Hageman, Chairman.
Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Insurance and Banking has a report.
I'll send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred Senate Bill 383, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred Senate Bill 336, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred Senate Bill 223, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Whelan, Chairman.
Senator from Callaway.
President, I have a report your Committee on Professional Registry.
Send the report forward. Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Professional Registration, to which was referred Senate Bill 353, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Professional Registration, to which was referred Senate Bill 366, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Professional Registration, to which was referred Senate Bill 263, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Riddle, Chairman.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety has a report.
Send the report forward. Does the doorman need help with that report?
Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 302, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 222, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 282, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 243, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 156, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 85, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 180, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 233, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 61, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schatz, Chairman.
Senator from the Second.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Committee on General Laws has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read your report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 11, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 358, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 316, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 329, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 376, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Onder, Chairman.
Senator from Newton, purpose you rise.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from your committee on gubernatorial appointments. The list of appointments has been distributed on the desk, and I would ask a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent for the President to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, Senator, you may proceed.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports be adopted, and the Senate do give its advice consent to the applicants.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Newton. Does any Senator desire to be heard on that motion? Does any Senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I renew my motion.
Senator from Newton renews his motion. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Motion carries. Senator from Barry, you're in violation of Senate rules by sending unauthorized material with standing committee reports. Senator from Barry, why do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
You may proceed, Senator. Hearing no objection, you may proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm forever grateful to you, of course. Mr. President, behind me in the gallery are some nursing students from the College of the Ozarks in Point Lookout, Missouri, a great university that we have in my district. And they're right behind me. I'd like to ask them to stand and be recognized.
Would the guest of the Senator from Barry please rise? And would the members of the Senate please them welcome to the Senate chamber? Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business. Second reading of Senate bills.
Senator from Newton. Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for second reading. Hearing none, Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 21, Senate Concurrent Resolution 22, Senate Concurrent Resolution 23, the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
They so will be referred.
Senate Bill 453.
Senate Bill 453, an act relating to county recording fees.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 454.
Senate Bill 454, an act relating to the licensure of athletic trainers.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 455.
Senate Bill 455, an act relating to physician assistants.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 456.
Senate Bill 456, an act relating to health care for persons with disabilities.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 457.
Senate Bill 457, an act relating to the state highway system.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 458.
Senate Bill 458, an act relating to energy efficiency.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy Environment, Senate Bill 459.
Senate Bill 459, an act relating to energy.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy Environment, Senate Bill 460.
Senate Bill 460, an act relating to planning commissions.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 461.
Senate Bill 461, an act relating to tax credits for operating certain alternative fuel refueling properties.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 462.
Senate Bill 462, an act relating to the Psychology Interjurisdictional Compact.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 463.
Senate Bill 463, an act relating to the Missouri Ethics Commission.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, Senate Bill 464.
Senate Bill 464, an act relating to the Early Childhood Special Education Program.
Education, Senate Bill 465.
Senate Bill 465, an act relating to guardianship proceedings.
Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 466.
Senate Bill 466, an act relating to the Prosperity States Compact.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 467.
Senate Bill 467, an act relating to benefit corporations.
Small Business and Industry. Senate Bill 468.
Senate Bill 468, an act relating to emergency rules.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 469.
Senate Bill 469, an act relating to land clearance projects.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 470.
Senate Bill 470, an act relating to unclaimed property.
Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 471.
Senate Bill 471, an act relating to the Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics Fund.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 472.
Senate Bill 472, an act relating to sales taxes associated with honeybees.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 473.
Senate Bill 473, an act relating to a social innovation grant program.
General Laws, Senate Bill 474.
Senate Bill 474, an act relating to employment exemption variances in ignition interlock device requirements.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 475.
Senate Bill 475, an act relating to mandatory arbitration in tort claims against the Department of Transportation.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 476.
Senate Bill 476, an act relating to travel hardships of public school pupils.
Education, Senate Bill 477.
Senate Bill 477, an act relating to the statewide telecommunications equipment distribution program.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 478.
Senate Bill 478, an act relating to personal information data of students.
Education, Senate Bill 479.
Senate Bill 479, an act relating to sales taxes on the sale of manufactured homes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 480.
Senate Bill 480, an act relating to intoxicating liquor.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, Environment, Senate Bill 489. Or 481, I mean.
Senate Bill 481, an act relating to occupational diseases under workers' compensation laws.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 482.
Senate Bill 482, an act relating to licensed professional counselors.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 483.
Senate Bill 483, an act relating to railroad grade crossings.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety. Senate Bill 484.
Senate Bill 484, an act relating to the appointment of sheriffs in the city of St. Louis.
Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 485.
Senate Bill 485, an act relating to early childhood education funds.
Education, Senate Bill 486.
Senate Bill 486, an act relating to the conveyance of a certain state property to the city of Jefferson.
General Laws, Senate Bill 487.
Senate Bill 487, an act relating to Parliamentary Law Month.
General Laws, Senate Bill 488.
Senate Bill 488, an act relating to the conveyance of certain state properties.
General Laws, Senate Bill 489.
Senate Bill 489, an act relating to the regulation of coal combustion residual units.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, Environment, Senate Bill 490.
Senate Bill 490, an act relating to suicide prevention training for healthcare professionals.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 491.
Senate Bill 491, an act relating to high school graduation requirements.
Education, Senate Bill 492.
Senate Bill 492, an act relating to motor vehicle dealers.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 493.
Senate Bill 493, an act relating to the appointment of a designated healthcare decision maker.
Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 494.
Senate Bill 494, an act relating to physicians providing sports medicine services.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 495.
Senate Bill 495, an act relating to emergency services.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 496.
Senate Bill 496, an act relating to discriminatory practices against persons convicted of certain offenses.
Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 497.
Senate Bill 497, an act relating to the court disclosing certain consequences prior to accepting a guilty plea.
Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 498.
Senate Bill 498, an act relating to truancy.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 499.
Senate Bill 499, an act relating to the offense of driving with prohibited blood, alcohol, or drug content.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 500.
Senate Bill 500, an act relating to the participation of homeschool students in public school activities.
Education, Senate Bill 501.
Senate Bill 501, an act relating to pharmacist vaccine protocol.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 502.
Senate Bill 502, an act relating to insurance holding companies engaged in agricultural operations.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 503.
Senate Bill 503, an act relating to the designation of a state 911 coordinator.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 504.
Senate Bill 504, an act relating to political subdivisions.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 505.
Senate Bill 505, an act relating to taxation.
Ways and Means, Senate Joint Resolution 18.
Senate Joint Resolution 18, a joint resolution relating to periodic cost of living adjustments appropriated by the General Assembly.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, Ethics. Yeah.
Senator from Green, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent of the Senate that Senate Bill 252 with the attached Senate Committee substitute be returned to the Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence as an updated fiscal note deems it ineligible of meeting consent status under Senate Rule Number 45.
Hearing no objection. Hearing no objection, that Senate bill will be sent back to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I rise to seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator, you may proceed.
Mr. President, on your left, in my right, we have two folks here today that are very near and dear to me, and the Senator from the 2nd graciously allowed me to introduce them. They are from his district. And if they would please stand up, I'd like to introduce to you Mr. Jack Herwick and his mother, Niecy. Great things are expected of young Jack because he comes from a long line of service. His father is a councilman in O'Fallon. His uncle is former Senator Timothy Green, and his great-grandfather served 28 years in our sister chamber next door. I ask that the body welcome Jack and Bernice and that they make Jack a page for the day.
Let's please welcome the guests from the Senator from the 13th to the Missouri Chamber. And we also will make Jack a page for the day. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills, and I'd ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for third reading. Senate Bill 74, Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I notice that the fourth branch of government appears to be absent from the chamber. I move that Senate Bill 74 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Buchanan moves that Senate Bill number 74 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 74 be placed upon its final passage in third read.
The Senator from Buchanan moves that Senate Bill 74 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Does any senator
desire to be heard. And, Senator, do you care to explain the bill?
Yes, Mr. President. This is the privacy-protecting version of the PDMP bill. Since we perfected it, there have been some improvements suggested that might streamline it and clarify some things. I want to make it clear that there's no intention of preempting counties and cities from having a PDMP up until the point that this PDMP would be operational, and we've agreed on fixing that. I want to make it clear that this bill would operate in real time and that there's no confusion about that. I plan on cleaning up some things that give the bill a high fiscal note once it gets over to the other chamber. I also want my colleagues to know that I don't care whose bill number makes it across the finish line, whether it's this bill or a different bill. The important thing is the privacy component. It's about privacy, and it's always been about privacy. Hopefully, we'll get a conference committee report back from the other chamber that looks good to everyone. Perhaps the senator from Franklin's bill might be the one that is ultimately becomes law, but I think that there is a really good chance that this year that we might get this issue put behind us, and with that, I renew my motion.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator Franklin, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, to inquire of the senator from Buchanan.
Senator from Buchanan, do you yield to inquire from Senator Franklin?
I do.
You may proceed, Senator.
Senator, I do think that as we have seen some of the language been proposed in your, as you talked about, you submitted to our office, I think there's definitely some improvements and continue to work along that line. So obviously, I think we're heading in the right direction. And so I appreciate your willingness to continue that process. And I look forward to the opportunity as we move these bills or these types of bills through this process of continuing that hard work. And so I thank you for that. And just want to let
thank you,
that.
Senator.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 1st, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from the 34th.
Senator from Buchanan, do you yield to the Senator of Inquiry from the Senator from the 1st?
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, I want to echo both your remarks and the Senator from Franklin's. I think we all understand that by third reading this bill today, I mean, maybe the House takes it up and TAFPs it, but I think we all expect that there's going to be further discussion on this issue this year. I know that on perfection, which we took a recorded vote on, I was one of a minority of the St. Louis County delegation to cast a yes vote on perfection. And I can't speak to the motivation of other senators, but I want to make it very clear that I very much support the PDMP program that St. Louis County has adopted. I think it's a great program. I want to see it continue. Any statewide approach is necessarily going to preempt local efforts, and I understand that. I feel very strongly that we ought to have a statewide approach, and I want to make it very clear to my constituents and to all St. Louis Countyans, I support what St. Louis County is doing. I want to see a statewide program. I think we all acknowledge that there's going to be more discussion on this bill, but I am hard-pressed to vote no on a statewide approach to PDMP. That's where I come down on it.
Well, Senator, I think that if we're going to have a PDMP, it ought to be statewide.
I agree.
Secondly, it ought to, as far as possible, protect the privacy of Missourians, and it ought to be effective in that physicians ought to be able to get the data they need in order to use it. And I think we're getting really close to something that will accomplish all three of those.
And I appreciate your acknowledging that by taking this third read vote today, we are advancing the process. We are probably not ending the process. On that basis, I will be supporting moving forward with this legislation at this time, fully anticipating that there's going to be more to the conversation this year.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion? Further discussion on Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 74. Senator from Buchanan, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
Senator from Buchanan renews his motion that Senate Bill, Senate Substitute for Senate, Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 74, be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 74, an act relating to a prescription drug monitoring program. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 5th. You are not recorded, Senator. Does that, you said no. Does that mean you want to be recorded as a no or you don't want to be recorded? No. Okay. Senator from 5th votes no. By your vote of 20 aye, 13 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the title perfecting motions are made and carried. Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 43, Senator from St. Genevieve.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 43 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from St. Genevieve has moved the Senate Committee Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 43 be brought before the body. Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
President, need to vote for the bringing this to the body.
You're correct, Senator. All those in favor of bringing this bill before the body, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from St. Genevieve.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 43 be third read and finally passed. This is the employment discrimination bill that we spent a couple days on and worked very hard to come to an agreement to establish what the standards for the cause of action or for the causation action for discrimination should take place. With that, Mr. President, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 24th, what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to speak briefly against the bill.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is one more bill that takes away the rights of the employees of the state of Missouri, that allows them to be discriminated against and allows bad actors in those workplace communities to continue to do so with little recourse being available to the employee. Most of our state is made up of employees, not employers, and for our employees to access their fair day in court before a reasoned jury who has provided instructions that do not set a bar that is so high that it is impossible to prove the damage that was done, that's taken away under this legislation. For our employees to be able to be heard in a court within the state of Missouri may be taken away since they can no longer sue the employee, the other employee who is also from the state of Missouri, when a wrong has been done. Now, since they have to sue the corporation, if the corporation is located outside of the state of Missouri, these will likely become federal courses. This bill and others that include a contract that many new employees may not even be aware of that requires them to go to arbitration instead of having, instead of accessing their day in court, continues to put us on a path that puts the employee at a huge disadvantage in the state of Missouri. Employees, constituents, are the people that sent us here to work on their behalf. I think this is one more example of a bill that takes away the rights of people to get what they need, to be able to work in an environment that is culturally safe and truly safe, and when they are not working in that kind of environment, to be able to speak out and be truly heard. This takes away rights of people who are whistleblowers for companies by eliminating or lessening their opportunities to have their fair day in court. I know we have differences of opinion on this bill. I know the sponsor has moved to a certain degree to make some changes, and those are appreciated. But this is not the kind of bill that the people of my community sent me here to support. They sent me here to support them and to make sure that they are treated fairly in the workplace and in other environments. So for that reason, I'm opposing this bill, and I urge all of my colleagues to do the same. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from St. Genevieve is recognized closed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from St. Genevieve renews his motion that Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute Senate Bill 43 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 43, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard,
aye.
Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan,
Senator from Barton.
President, would you call the absentees?
Madam Secretary, call the absentees.
Senators Koenig, Kraus,
Senator from Barton.
Call the absentees.
We just did.
I think we can call them twice.
It's once this will suffice. Sorry for the inconvenience, but... By your vote of 23 aye, 9 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority, the bill is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the timing perfections are made and carried. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions, and I'd ask that you recognize the Senator from the 8th District on Senate Resolution 270.
Senator from the 8th, you're recognized on Senate Resolution 270.
Mr. President, I move the Senate take up Senate Resolution 270 for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 8th. All in favor of taking up the resolution, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I now move for the adoption of the Senate resolution. I have a Senate substitute. I move for the adoption of the Senate substitute. It's been distributed. I ask for a waiver of the reading and move for the adoption of the Senate substitute.
The Senator from the 8th has moved the adoption of the substitute. It has been distributed. Send it forward. Do you care to explain the substitute?
Absolutely, Mr. President. This is the real ID substitute that deals with the resolution that we're going to hopefully send to our congressional delegation dealing with Real ID. I think everyone in this body knows that in 2009, the General Assembly passed, and at that time, the Democrat governor signed a bill that said we were not going to comply with Real ID. We sent a message in 2009 that we weren't going to comply, and in 2013, we found out the Department of Revenue was scanning and keeping our private documents. Once again, the Missouri General Assembly acted, and we passed a second bill that said, no, we're not going to comply with Real ID. Both times, we've sent a message to Washington, D.C. that Real ID is wrong for Missouri, and this resolution is another effort for me to try to send another message to Washington, D.C. that Real ID is bad for Missouri, and I ask the body its consideration with the substitute. I will tell you that we have a substitute because I worked with the senator from Clay, which I know is a different view on Real ID than me, but I've incorporated a number of his concerns in this substitute. So I'll be glad to answer questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Clay, what reason do you rise? Senator from Mayfield.
How are you?
Proceed.
Senator, I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for working with me on this resolution. I appreciate you coming to me and allowing us to sit down and kind of go through your concerns, and this resolution is a compromise.
Yeah, and frankly, the resolution, I mean, what we're left with here in the substitute, I think is very reasonable. It is simply a statement of fact. I mean, we did pass that bill in 2009. We did pass the bill in 2013. The state did pass the amendment in 2014. Those are all true statements as far as what the state has said about privacy and Real ID in the past. And as you know, and as I mentioned last week, and we'll mention again now, I'm actually going to vote for this because the state has taken those stands, and I have no problem asking the federal government to roll back the Real ID Act of 2005. That said, I do think that if they don't, my opinion, and I know we differ on this, but my opinion is if they don't, that we should offer some sort of compliance solution to our citizens and let them decide for themselves. But that's a different argument for a different day. As far as whether or not the federal government should repeal the act or not repeal the act, I have no problem supporting this resolution because everything that remains contained in this resolution is pretty well just a statement of where the state has been.
Well, I appreciate that, and I understand your wanting to get something done for the citizens of the state of Missouri. I think that the thing I would point out and is this problem wasn't created in the state of Missouri.
I agree.
Should be fixed in Washington, D.C. with the bureaucrats there. And so I'm hoping this message motivates our congressional delegation to get engaged in this effort. And, you know, I've also asked our attorney general, which I haven't heard back from, a number of senators in here, 10 total, have sent a letter to the attorney general asking him to get engaged. And so far he has not been willing to get on our side and fight for the people in this state to push back on this, in my opinion, unconstitutional law. The one thing I didn't mention in my opening that I think is important, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong. In 2005, when they passed the Real ID, it was inserted into a funding bill for tsunami relief and the global war on terrorism.
Right.
Do you know if there was any substantive debate on the floor of the U.S. House or the U.S. Senate in regards to Real ID?
I can't confirm that there was or wasn't. I don't know. I do know that you're correct in how it ultimately passed. And I do know that there was a House bill. I think it was Representative Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin that had actually introduced the bill in the House, and I think now Senator Blunt was a co-sponsor on that. I don't think that bill ever had a hearing on the floor of the House, which is why it was inserted in the funding bill. But as far as whether there was actually a debate at the time, I don't know. I would argue that in the 12 years since then, they've had plenty of opportunity to debate it if they wanted to, and clearly they haven't wanted to. But anyway, that again, another discussion for another day. I just wanted to thank you for working with me on this resolution to get it to a place where, as I said, I'm going to vote for it because if we want to ask the federal government to repeal it, I'm all on board. But if they don't, I'm still going to be back, you know, in a few weeks, hopefully trying to create a pragmatic solution for our own citizens. So thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator, from the air.
Any other senators desire to be heard? Senator from the first, or raise your eyes?
To inquire of the senator from the eighth.
Senator from the eighth, yield.
I do.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, there are a lot of whereas clauses in this, and I agree with what's in many of the whereas clauses, but I just want to take this opportunity, regardless of how we vote, hopefully we can all agree that the final whereas clause is something that we all very strongly support, whether we're for or against this resolution. But the whereas that states the brave men and women of our armed forces put their lives on the line and sometimes make the ultimate sacrifice to defend our freedom and liberty, I strongly agree with that and appreciate your including that in there. I certainly appreciate what they do and very much appreciate what you have done in service to our country, Senator.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Senator. I you know, what we're trying to do, and I think that this is our job as a state, is that when we see something that we don't agree with that's happening at the federal level, we need to stand up and send a message. And that's what this is. Once again, we've already sent two with previous legislation, and this is just our way of getting it done. I want to make sure I explain to people that this is a Senate resolution, because if I did a concurrent resolution, it would be bogged down and potentially have to go to the House, and I wanted to get something to our federal delegation just out of this body instead of getting it delayed with the process.
Well, Senator, I very much appreciate your service to our country and very much enjoy working with you in this body. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
The other senator desire to be heard on the substitute? Seeing none, Senator from the 8th, you're recognized to close on the adoption of the substitute. Senator from 8th moves. Senator from the 8th.
I close. I move for the adoption of the Senate substitute.
Senator from the 8th moves for the adoption of the Senate substitute to Resolution 270. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 8th, do you want to move for the adoption of the resolution?
I move for the adoption of the resolution as amended by the Senate substitute.
Senator from 8th moves for the adoption of the resolution as amended. Does any senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize close.
I close.
The senator has closed on the adoption of the resolution 270. Does any senator need to be heard? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, can we go back to the order of business of reports of standing committees?
The Senator from Green, we're on the order of business, reports of standing committees.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence has yet another report.
Send the report forward.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 252, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Dixon, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages in the House? If so, would you ask them to please be read?
Yes, there are messages. Madam Secretary, read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 451, entitled An Act Relating to Population Designations in Statutes with an Emergency Clause. Emergency Clause defeated. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 93, entitled An Act Relating to the Missouri Works Training Program. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 289, entitled An Act Relating to Workers' Compensation. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 225, entitled An Act Relating to Camping Trailer License Plates, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Mr. President.
Senator from Cole.
Without objection. Then it will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Announcements. Seeing none, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's sometimes hard to get the attention of our fearless doorman, Bill LaRue, to get permission to do that. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, March 6th, 2017 A.D.
The Senator from Cole moves that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. March the 6th, 2017. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned.